council have looked at all 67 disabled parking bays in Letterkenny that they have responsibility for. That includes parking bays on the street, but also parking bays in car parks and so on. I'd like to thank the engineer and the council staff for compiling the report. It's a very useful document to be going ahead with. I think we're probably one of the few towns in the country that have done this. You know, it has identified a number of problems. It's identified parking bays that need drop curbing. It's identified ones that need blue surfacing. It's identified ones that need extra signage and so on. A total of 31,000 needed really to address all the issues that it came up with. But I would ask the council now to try and source funding to deal with issues. But and I realise that it's something that's going to have to be done over a period of time. So, you know, if we could prioritise and perhaps, you know, get the ones that need drop curbing, because that's the most urgent thing. You know, if they haven't got drop curbing, it renders a lot of those disabled bays useless, really. So if we could address those first, and maybe the ones that are off-street, that are in car parks and so on, are less urgent and could wait until a bit further down the line. But it's good news that this is done, and, you know, it would be good now if we could press it ahead as a council and try and get the work done now that we know what needs to be done.
In relation to the misuse of disabled parking bays, how do you think this could be tackled in the future with unauthorised personnel using disabled parking bays?
I would think that one of the things is, you know, things like the additional signage that has been identified here and the blue surfacing on all of the disabled bays. So I think if all that was done, then people have absolutely no excuse to say that they didn't realise it was a disabled parking bay or so on. And also, you know, there is hefty fines there, and we should be maybe more active about enforcing those. If we do that, that money that's collected could maybe go towards doing some of this work that's needed to be done on the disabled bays. I would point out that it's not a statutory requirement for the council to provide blue surfacing or even signage, you know, but it is very, very important that we have all the disabled bays in a state where they're fit for purpose, and that they're easily recognisable for everybody, whether it's a disabled driver or an able-bodied driver.